When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Are you ready to help out your, maybe your fellow Mix listeners or anyone who has a little food insecurity? Things are kind of tough. Times are tough, especially this year. It seems like it's Elizabeth and Radar. We're kicking off our 28th annual Stop the Bus.
Stop the Bus is back. It is going to happen Friday, November 21st at the Metro Market in Shorewood. We are going to be out there 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. We've got our Milwaukee County Transit buses. This is a tradition that is made possible because of all of you and your generous donations. So this is with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin and our team members out there at Metro Market and with Roundy's. And it's really a hard time for a lot of people. I mean, think about how many days the government shutdown's been going on.
It's been tough. Yes,
there's a lot of people that are waiting for paychecks.
Yes. My wife, Jess, who works with a lot of families, has said, yeah, this is going to be a tough month. So if you can donate, whether it's cash, whether it is non-perishable food items, come and help us stuff the bus. Elizabeth and I are going to be in Shorewood at the Metro Market right on Oakland from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. We want you to come by and see us. Say hi. Bring those non-perishable food items. Stuff them right on the bus.
Well, and over the years of doing Stuff the Bus, when we've talked to people in the community that have benefited from this, there's people that are in so many different circumstances. Some with college degrees that never thought they'd be in this situation, but there's health issues going on with a family member, or perhaps a spouse has lost a job and now it's all fallen on one person to bring in the paycheck. And that's where people skimp. That's the first area where they skimp, is food. And you have the ability to help feed families this holiday season. And $1, we always say the change from your car, we will take it. Mm-hmm. Because $1 equals four meals with the buying power that Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin has. And that's why we stress every little bit, every little donation from you helps. And you can get information and donate even now already online if you want at 991themix.com. You've seen the pre-packaged bags at your area Metro Markets. $5 for those bags. That is items in there to make five meals. So not a lot of money. It's not going to cost a lot of money, but it's a way to make a big impact.
We had a chance to talk with Emily Williamson. She's with the corporate affairs manager from Metro Market, Pick and Save, Roundy's. And we asked her, why does Metro Market always want to get behind and help out? Because they like to get in. They've been a partner for a long time. Mm-hmm. And here we are working with them once again. And Emily was asked that question. Why do you always want to help? Meaning Metro Market.
Food is at the center of our business, right? So we want to make sure that we can feed people and help support those who are struggling to feed themselves. We've got a great partnership with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. We have pre-stuffed bags that are ready to go for Stuff the Bus. So you'll see those in store today. There's going to be seven items inside each of those bags. They're heavy. They're five meals per bag, and those are available for just $5. Inside, we've put in, it's about $5.50 at our cost inside. So we're investing in each of those bags because we are committed to helping these community members and helping support all of you out there, Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, Milwaukee County Transit, the Mix team, as we're stuffing those buses. It's just such a great event.
It's the Friday before. Oh, there it is. Before Thanksgiving.
Yes. Stuff the Bus, 28th annual. We really hope you'll make plans to stop on out and donate and help feed families.